I don't think that the government is misleading us at all. I think that the number that comes out of BLS and the Department of Labor is very, very accurate. I need to make that very, very clear so I don't suddenly disappear. I need to make it home tonight.
But you don't disappear. Jeez. I mean, all right. We hope that wouldn't be a follow-up. Okay. Anyway, carry on.
But, no, I think it's the way the number's being used. So Gallup analytic teams, they looked into, they were trying to figure out where the middle class was, looked into the GDP, and of course GDP, your audience is very astute. You know, it hasn't moved in 5 years. Yeah, blended rate of 5 years is about 2.2. So then we went to jobs. We said, well, I keep reading in good papers, the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, and the president tells us that that unemployment's the best it's been in 10 years. Okay, there's one side of it. Our concern with our analysts is that it's very, very misleading, because what America really wants are full-time jobs.
Okay.
30-plus hours. But here's the misleading point. The percent of full-time jobs in this country to the population is the worst it's been in 30 years. And although you have an astute audience, when you're at dinner, ask people about this. Nobody knows that number. And that's why the middle class is hollowed out.